Someday it may happen that the victim must be found. I've got a little list, I've got a little list of society offenders who might well be underground and who never would be missed, who never would be missed. There's the pestilential nuisances who write for autographs, all people who have flabby hands and irritating laughs, all children who are up in dates and floor you with them flat. All persons who in shaking handshake hands.
Gail Robinson Butler at the Clemens Fine Arts Center at WKCTC, West Kentucky Technical and Community College. Hello, and you've got a little twist coming this Friday night.
Yes, hi, Kate. We do have a little twist coming this Friday night, a little twist with a big talent full of cast. They are the New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players, whose home theater is New York City Center, and they are bringing us an original show called I've Got a Little Twist.
And it is a little twist to rhyme with I've Got a Little List, one of the most favorite of tunes that Gilbert and Sullivan put together for the Mikado.
That is correct. And audience will find that that's the case with many of the numbers in the song. They've taken some liberties. What they're trying to do is what a lot of classical musicians are doing in reviving a specific genre of performing arts, and they are making it accessible to more people by including not only Gilbert and Sullivan tunes, but also famous show tunes from musical theater in New York. And then there's some parody and some humor, along with just a fine cast who normally play principal roles in all of the large shows, such as the Mikado and Pirates, etc.
And I don't want to be misleading. The audio that we heard, I've Got a Little List, is not from the performers who are coming to the Clemens Fine Arts Center this Friday. But we wanted to jog everybody because I actually did think of Chubby Checkers when I saw the title.
It is not chubby at all.
So we thought we'd dispel that in the biggest audio clue that we could give, that this is, at the heart of this are your favorite Gilbert and Sullivan tunes, some of them with new words.
Yes, some of the lyrics have been changed to give the show a more modern twist, if you will. There's a show, for instance, I've Got a Little List is now I've Got a Little Twist. They do a tune about the subways in New York City. So if you've ever been in New York and trying to get around the city on a subway, you will appreciate that one. The lyrics have been rewritten on some of them. Sometimes a song written by and for a female may be performed by a male, or the setting and the time frame of a piece may be altered. The show was written by actually one of the performers that you will see here in Paducah. His name is David Auxier, and they're all in New York, of course. And they did this in 2009 when the economy bottomed out. And as you probably know, and we all experienced it to a degree, that affected all arts organizations, including, PBS stations and arts presenters. But it also impacted the artist and the touring companies themselves. So for us, buying the Mikado, especially in 2009, might have been difficult because, as you know, it's a huge show. So they did I've Got a Little Twist to help continue the Gilbert and Sullivan theme, to make it affordable for presenters, and to have the audience experience that music in a different way at a different level.
And when theater goers come to the show, you've got an opening reception at 6:15 this Friday night. And then the opening reception has a wonderful setting.
So excited to do it this way this year. In the past, we have opened our season with a patron party for people who contribute to our series. But this year, we decided to open it to all of our ticket buyers to our first show. I've Got a Little Twist. Show off the renovated student center in the Clemens Building. We have a visual arts exhibit up now by the Paducah School of Art and Design faculty that will be up again Friday evening, which is the day of the reception and the show. And we will also have some of the Paducah School of Art and Design faculty and students here to greet people in the gallery lot, you know, in the gallery for that. We will also have the culinary arts students from WKCTC preparing and serving past foods, as you might. We want it to have a different feel, and we want people to mingle. So they'll be serving foods through the gallery, through the lobby, through the student center, and then there'll be a much smaller buffet table than folks are used to here because everything is going to be passed and be finger foods. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have music by Jim Patton on keyboards and hopefully Janet Blumenberg, who has been sick this week, so I say that with trepidation, will do a couple of vocal numbers for us. But it's going to be a truly exciting evening where we're going to focus on, no pun intended, arts in focus. We're going to focus on the performing arts, music and theater, of course, which we produce ourselves, the visual arts and the culinary arts, which we feel are very strong programs here at our college.
Indeed. And Gail, I suppose we ought to address how much it costs to come and how much an Arts in Focus season ticket is, and then go, oh my gosh, look, Swan Lake, the Glass Menagerie, the Fisk Jubilee Singers, goodness.
Not to mention newly signed folk band called The Hunts, and they've recently been signed to Cherry Tree Records, which for our rock and roll listeners, even though The Hunts are not rockers, they're a folk band, Sting is on that label. So, you know, it's a pretty well-known label. So we're very excited. And, yes, let's do address those things. Single tickets to Friday's performance are $25 for adults and $15 for students and children. However, you can buy a season pass for $100, a season ticket to the subscription series, which includes I've Got a Little Twist, This is the 60s, which is a phenomenal show, which is a multimedia production with music from the early 1960s through the British invasion through the psychedelic era. And there are great costumes, all kinds of film clips from the actual time, and how that music actually affected our generation, as much as I hate to say it. We're where that is now, Kate. And then we go straight into Fisk Jubilee Singers in February, The Hunts in March, and of course, as you said, and this makes my heart beat fast, Moscow Festival Ballet with Swan Lake.
Amazing.
It is, and you can get all that for $100 if you're an adult, $40 if you are a student or a child, and that means Murray State students, WKCTC students, high school students, and, you know, children. You can be homeschooled, be under the age of 18, and still get into that amount of money.
Good for WKCTC's Clemens Fine Arts Center for continuing a legacy that Murray Civic Music Association used to produce this kind of season, and you're still plugging along. We talked with Maestro Ponti about the opening of the Paducah Symphony Orchestra on Saturday night. Arts in Focus is opening on Friday night. And how many seasons have you been doing this, Gail?
Oh, my goodness. Now, I have not been doing it this long, but we are hitting our 49th season.
Look at you.
From WKCTC. This year marks our 49th season of the performing arts. And
look at you.
You know, we're going to be 50 pretty soon.
And you know, the Market House Theater is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. So it's a big year for for arts presenters in Western Kentucky and Southernmost Illinois and Northwest Tennessee. We just got the Union City Community Concert schedule in as well. So, boy, congratulations to you for carrying on the tradition.
Thank you. Well, it's part of our mission to carry on this tradition, to offer a diverse selection of programs that you might not see, you know, somewhere else within our region. You know, Moscow Festival Ballet with Swan Lake, that's quite something. New York, Gilbert and Sullivan Players, I saw these guys do a showcase in New York of this particular show, and they are truly some of the most talented singers I have ever seen. And the theater goer will recognize Slick when they see it, and these guys are very polished.
Excellent.
So, you know, we're trying to do that, and not only do we try to do that, but we try to make it too accessible to people who want to come.
Excellent. Gail Robinson Butler, Executive Director of the Clemens Fine Arts Center at WKCTC in Paducah. Thanks for being with us today, and congratulations again.
Thank you for the opportunity, and I hope to see you at the show. All of you listening.